Hi, John. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay, so we've talked a few times in the past, but things have changed a little bit, and I needed an update.
Go for it, sir.
I've got my seventh and eighth tumors, which are 1-centimeter prostate tumors that have been confirmed. And so I was, before I called you, I was taking the AHCC pills, and I really like them. Then I started taking the 4-MU Pro that you suggested. And so then the Green Medicine came up with the 3-beta-adol.
Yes, and so what'd you do there?
And I got tested, and I came out 31.5 on that before I started doing anything.
Okay.
Probably due to the so delicious coconut milk ice cream.
And sorry about that. Okay.
So then I read the paper on it, and one of the things it said at the end was to reduce what is the prostate thing that everybody takes that I've been telling myself all morning long.
Is this a patent medicine or something people take for their prostates?
No. It's a supplement. It'll come back into my head. But anyway, even before I knew I had prostate cancer, I was taking 3 versions of it because of the peeing issues.
Uh-huh.
And so, but it said to stop doing that. So I stopped doing it, and I was getting a PSA test about every 3 weeks. And before my shipment of the dog worm stuff arrived, I took another PSA test. And instead of being in the 5s, it came out as 14.
Oops. Yeah.
Oops. Yeah. And saw Palmetto is the...
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I stopped cold turkey, saw Palmetto.
That's a good idea, sir, because people can overly inhibit the enzyme that leads to the anticarcinogenic testosterone by saw Palmetto. It can do that sometimes.
Yeah, but within about 3 weeks, I was up from 5.1 to 14. So I'm just curious as to what might have done that.
Way too fast. Now, remember, PSA is an indicator of cancer, but it's also an indicator of inflammation sometimes. So it could be that there's some inflammation. It could also be that it's all the cancer, but there's no way of telling from just the PSA test. Have you gotten that test called the 4K score?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What did that tell you?
7.4 or something. But I've had biopsies, and so it's definitely confirmed and everything.
Oh, I know that, sir. But what the 4K does also is tell you the aggressiveness of the cancer, if it's highly aggressive or not so highly aggressive.
Everybody's saying it's sort of middle-ish.
Middle-ish, okay.
But my father had it, so who knows. But I just got the dog worm pills from Chewy.com.
Okay.
And so now I'm in a position I'm going to start doing radiation treatment in a month or so. And I'm thinking that one of those solutions might kill the little buggers that make it through. And so I'm wondering which one you might recommend as a thing for ongoing taking during treatment and stuff.
Yeah. Well, pretty obviously this is all the stress. And so even though it's not particularly, targeted at prostate or prostate cancer, I'd be upping my vitamin C because that helps the whole body to handle whatever the heck the stress is. No, it's not going to work at curing cancer, but it still is going to help the whole body with going through this stress, which cannot help but be a stress. I'm so sorry, sir. So I would start there. Another thing, though, that you didn't happen to mention, you've looked into high intensity focused ultrasound treatment for prostate.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Okay.
I think, well, we don't have to get into it, but the version that I'm going to is, it's like 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week for 5 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And it's done with a spinning robot head thing. So it's not like, you know, you just get in and a giant wave comes and cooks you and you get out.
Okay.
So I don't know. But in terms of the... oh, gosh, what is it? Well, the Panacure C with the Fenbendazole.
Oh, the Fenbendazole, that's, of course, the dog worm pills that have been reported. And you go to PubMed to find it to kill a whole bunch of different type of cancer cells. Now, I do not have in memory because... of a variety of reasons, including the state medical board, it's not wise for an MD with alternative medicine leanings to use anything at all for cancer. It's just not wise. The state medical board comes and gets you, or they try. So anyway, I'm not familiar with that, but you can go right online to PubMed and you can just put in mebendazole or whatever it is it says on that bottle, and then you can put in prostate cancer and see what comes up, sir.
Yeah, well, it's in green medicine, so I've seen it in the references.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you for calling, sir.